الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، فاغفر لنا وارحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. إخوة الإيمان، dear brothers and sisters, everyone in this life would like to be in the highest position. Everyone of this life would like to graduate from the best school. Everyone would like to choose the best college. If we ask him which college you would like, he would like to have the best college. And this is normal, because this life is filled for competition. And competition is very important things, and competition is very important matter. But the question is, which is the best school? Which is the best college? This answer is very important to know our direction in this life, to know our goals, to know what we want, what we need. Some people said, okay, the best college is not available for everyone. It is for a few people. It is for the rich people. It is the very clever people. It is not allowed to everyone. I think if it is the best school, if it is the best college, it should be available for everyone. It should be for anyone who would like to take it, anyone would like to choose it. But first of all, let us know what is this best college. If you would like to see the best college, we have to look to the best graduate student. Who is the best of the best in this world? The best of the best in this world is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he is, as Allah Azza wa Jal described him, and he is as he told us about himself. He told us about himself, not because he is proud, not because, no. He told about himself because he told us the truth that Allah Azza wa Jal would like him to tell us about this truth. And this truth is that I am the Lord of the children of Adam. I am the Lord. Ana sayyidu waladi Adam. I am the Lord. I am Adamu wa man dunahu. Adam and the people under him, tahta liwa'i, under my flag, at the day of judgment. And there is no proud. I am not say this because I am proud. I am not say this because I am, no. I say this because it's a truth. It is something I have to tell you. So, now, everyone would like the best college. Everyone would like the best curriculum to know what is the best, to study this, to know this. So, the best of the best is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the school Prophet Muhammad graduated from is available to any human. Any human can go to this school. Any human can graduate from this school. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he mentioned in the hadith, when Aisha radiallahu anha, they asked her about the morals of Rasulullah. What was her answer? His morals was the Quran. What that mean? If now I ask you, what was the guidance of Rasulullah? The guidance of Rasulullah was the Quran. What is the school Rasulullah entered and graduated from? Al-Quran. What is the way, the attitude of Rasulullah according to what? Al-Quran. So everything related to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the representative of the Quran. He is the real Quran. He is the life Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal send this word to everyone. And Allah Azza wa Jal make this college to everyone. Ibrahim alayhi salam, as I mentioned in Surah Al-An'am, Allah mentioned 18 prophets and messengers. Nuh, the father of Ibrahim. Lut, the student of Ibrahim. And the Prophet Ibrahim, this is three. And the 15 messenger and prophet are children of Ibrahim. So Ibrahim graduate the great prophet and messengers. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was the last messenger in the school of Ibrahim alayhi salam, graduate the best nation. The best nation, not the best student, not the best nation. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You are the best nation to the humanity. When تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. When you help the people, when you guide the people to the way of Allah, when you tell the people to the way of Allah, when you help the people to be on the straight way. Now you are the best nation. But when you stray the people, when you put the people in the anger of Allah, you are not. It is not a family name. Some people in my country, their family name, for instance, Al-Hakim. Hakim wise. And if you are from the family of Al-Hakim, that shouldn't mean you are wise by default, because it is the name of your, for instance, someone, the name of his family, Rich. He is John Rich, the name of the family Rich. That doesn't mean he will be by default rich. Maybe he has $100 in his book, but he is from the family. This is the name of family. Doesn't mean that this will reflect the reality of his. So, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You are the best nation. And the Jews were one time best nation, and they consider that they will be forever. No, it is not for them, not for Muslim, not for anyone. The doctor, he who go to the college and graduate from college, not because his grandfather was doctor and he take the white kashkusir, the white, and close it, and he put this headphone or what? Stethoscope, he put this on, and he take a photo and put it on Instagram. Now he is became a doctor. No, it is not. It's certificate. It's training. It is reality. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best who graduate from the school of the heaven. And the curriculum of this school was the Quran. And now everything is available. And the people nowadays fighting. Do you know why? Fighting. Should we celebrate the event of the Mawlid? We shouldn't separate. This is... It doesn't matter if you separate or not separate. Celebrate. Thank you. Celebrate or not celebrate. Rasulullah wants from us to follow. He doesn't care about... He doesn't want anyone to celebrate or not. He wants us to know Allah Azza wa Jal. He wants us to guide the people. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want from everyone. Rasulullah don't care about the candies. This is good for the children. This is good for the people. It's good. No problem. But what we want to celebrate, it is not Mother Day. It is not Halloween. It is not, you know, an event. The real Muslim every day connect with Rasulullah at least 5 times in his prayer, in his worshipping. It is not one day festival in a year or 1 month. No, it is every day. But this one day or 1 month, it is for the stranger, for the people who don't know him. It's okay for this level, but it is not for the highest level. Someone just now come to work, maybe in the Illinois. They said, okay, we give you $14 per hour. But if someone has very high certificate and someone has very high level and he is a specialist, of course, we will not give him everyone according to his level. Someone who just coming to know the Prophet is okay to make the parties, to make this, to help him, to make this anashid. This is good. But for the other people who love the Prophet want from them to follow him in this way. For this reason, now we are at the end of Surah Al-Hijr. And in the end, at the end of Surah Al-Hijr, we will see how Allah Azza wa Jal taught the Prophet. We will see as a real example how Allah Azza wa Jal guide the Prophet. The Prophet wasn't a prophet when he was a child in his mother. No, it is not. Some people say, no, he's from the... No, he's not. The Prophet learned. And the Prophet go more and more and more. And Allah Azza wa Jal told us about him. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ You don't know what is the book and what is the faith. Allah Azza wa Jal told him in Surah Yusuf, نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين. We give you the best stories by this revelation. And before this, you are from the stray. You don't know. You don't know. Rasulullah don't know the stories of Yusuf. No. You know what? Sometimes I found that some people talking about the Prophet exactly like some other people who are talking about Allah created everything because of X or Y. No, it is not. Allah doesn't create everything for X or Y. You know, because, you know, some people take it from the other resources. Exactly. No. We shouldn't follow the other people. We shouldn't, if they're exaggerating, we should exaggerate. Allah told us about the Prophet. And Allah teach us in the Quran how he teach the Prophet. How he make this person ideal person. How he make this person with the highest level of morals and attitude. And he is a human like us. And he asked us to follow him because he is a human like us. Otherwise, if you bring a Superman and you ask me to be like him, no, he's a Superman. How can I? I couldn't be like him. I couldn't follow him. I couldn't do anything like Superman. But no, if it is a human like you, so now we can follow him. So the end of Surah Al Hijr give us very great example. And this is start from the ayah 1585. We make tafsir to this ayah. But we return again to see how Allah Azza wa Jal taught his prophet. 1585. Number of Surah Al-Hijr 15, ayah 85. Allah said, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ We didn't create the earth and the heaven except in truth. Not vain, not wasting of time, not for truth, for great reason, for great purpose. And Allah Azza wa Jal give us this introduction. Why? Because if we ask, who said that? Who asked the Prophet to do this? The creator of the sky and the heavens and the earth. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّ السَّاعَ لَآتِيَ Two greatest event in the human life. The creation of the cosmos, of the universal, of the heaven and the earth, and the day of judgment. This is the most two important event in the humankind. Like there are two important hours in everyone's life. The hour he get born and the hour of death, starting and ending in this life, because this is very precious to everyone. So this is for humanity. Allah created everyone. And by the way, no one through the human history said, I who created the heavens and the earth. And no one dared to say this. No one dared to say this except Allah, the real creator. And if the humanity today believe in this sentence that Allah, the creator of the heaven and the earth, they will jump in the science 1,000 years, because till now they are searching who do this, and they fabricate many theories and they do this and this just to prove that Allah is not the creator. So Allah said, I am the creator of the earth and the heaven, and the hour is coming. There is no doubt, not 99, 100%. So, and now the first order to the Prophet, the first teaching to the Prophet, how Allah make the Prophet on very high level, on great morals. أَلُّ فَصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ. Forgive everyone in very nice way. فَصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ. And by the way, the religion Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought, everything in it is beautiful. Everything in it is nice. If you bring now very nice flower with very nice smell, anyone can reject it? Or everyone will love this flower, will love this rose, if he is atheist, if he is American, if he is Indian, if he is Syrian, all the president all over the world, there is flowers in there. Offices, every day the secretary bring flowers to put. What does that mean? All of them love flowers because it's beautiful. It is nice smell. Believe me, Islam is more beautiful than the flowers. Everything is beautiful. And this is the Islam Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give to the people. And for this reason, all the human from all over the world became Muslim at that. Anyone just come. Anyone you bring him a flower, what he will say to you? He will throw it in your face, or he will, no, he will thank you. It's something beautiful. How if you give him the happiness for this life and for the eternal life? How if you give him what is best of the best in his time and in his life? This is will be different case. So, فَصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ. فَصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا. Be patient in a nice way. Leave them. اهجرهم هجرًا جَمِيلًا. Everything is beautiful in the Islam. And after that, so this is the first order to the Prophet. It's an order. In Arabic, we have three type of verbs. Past, present, and order. This is فَصْفَح. It is order. It is not past. It is not, it's order. So, فصفح الصفح الجميل. إن ربك هو الخلاق العليم. Your Lord is the all-knowing. He is the creator of everything. إن ربك هو الخلاق العليم. And you know, Allah Azza wa Jal said, ربك, with the pronounce your Lord. To give the Prophet this, furthermore, he is the Lord of everyone. But Allah said, رَبُّكَ, to the Prophet, your Lord. So, you know, do you know why? Because the Prophet is proud. Allah is my Lord. He is my Lord. And he, this is give him the power to be over everything and to give and not to care about everything. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. And we gave to you the السبع المساني, the seven ayat, الفاتحة, and the great Quran. We gave to you, we revealed to you. And this is what your nation need to pass the exam of the day of judgment. Without the Quran, we cannot pass the exam of the Day of Judgment, because Allah will ask us about this book, and Allah will ask us about our acting according to what? Our acting according to this book. وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِ وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ. And then in ayah number 88, Allah keep teaching the Prophet, لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ. Don't extend your eyes toward what we gave to the people of the dunya. Don't look. Don't, oh, I wish I have this house. I wish I have this car. No, no, no. No. Allah gave to you the great Quran. Allah gave to you as-sab' al-masani. Allah gave you something very high. So don't look to the dunya of the people. And this is a part of as-safh al-jameel. You know, this is a part that to forgive the people the good forgiveness and the nice forgiveness. لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم ذهرة الحياة الدنيا. Don't look to the dunya of the other people. ولا تحزن عليهم. And don't be sad about them. Don't be grieving because of them. Don't be sad about them. Don't be grieve about them. Yeah. So, and وخفض جناحك للمؤمنين. Be humble with the believer. Be nice with them. Be لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم. Allah sent to you a messenger among you. عزيز عليه ما عنتم. He care about your suffering. He care about your pain. He care about you. عزيز حريص عليكم. He take care of you. حريصي. What? بالمؤمنين رؤوف الرحيم. But in the, about the believer, he is very merciful, he is very nice. This is how Allah described the Prophet. So Allah tell him how to act, how to be with his companion, how to be. So وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Be humble with the believer. And this is when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he didn't be exactly, directly the heaven will, any deviation come to the, exactly to the straight way. There is no, you are the prophet, you are the role model. And if Rasulullah just fraud and turn, and there is a blind person, Ibn Umm Maktoum, he is blind. He didn't see. And Rasulullah didn't say, no. He didn't say, no. He just frowned and turned. And Ibn Maktoum, the blind person, didn't see him. And directly the revelation came to him. عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى. You frowned and turned when the blind person coming to you? Oh, okay. The angels will come to the Prophet and told. Yani personally, not to make this announcement. And all the people, children and big people, 2 billion Muslim. عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى أَنْ جَاءَهُ. Who are talking about? About the Prophet. And this is a proof that this book is not from the Prophet, because no one will talk about himself. It is from Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Prophet has nothing. If he can, just take this, put it for something. No. Allah repeated this Quran to teach us how he educate his Prophet. How he make the Prophet the best of the best. And how the school is still open. And how the school is still exists for everyone would like to follow the Prophet. وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And be, lower your wing to the believers. And be kind to believer in humbleness. This is وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. وَقُلْ. Another order. Another order. وَقُلْ إِنِّي أَنَا النَّذِيرُ الْمُبِينَ. And say, I am a plain warner indeed. Indeed, I am the clear warner. Warner of what? Warner of what? Warner of the day of judgment. Warner of the Allah asking us in the day of judgment about everything. Warner of what? Warner that there will be a hell and there will be a paradise. And you have to choose this or this. وَقُلْ إِنِّي أَنَا النَّذِيرُ الْمُبِينُ كَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الْمُخْتَسِمِينَ. As we revealed to the people who divides the book, الَّذِينَ جَعَلُوا الْقُرْآنَ عِضِينَ. جَعَلُوا الْقُرْآنَ عِضِينَ, who take a part of it and leave a part, and leave a part of it. فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Allah swear by the Lord of the Prophet. يعني Allah swear by himself. فَوَرَبِّكَ, but you know, he say ka, your Lord. He didn't say by the Creator. No, no. فَوَرَبِّكَ, we will ask all of them. We will ask all of them. وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. We will ask the people and we will ask the teacher. We will ask the scholars and we will ask the follower. We will ask everyone and we will ask the messenger. وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, about what they have been doing. So what should you do? Another order to the Prophet. فاصدع بما تؤمر. فاصدع بما تؤمر. Declare what you are commanded and turn away from the polytheist, from the people who don't believe, from the mushrikeen. So فاصدع بما تؤمر. Tell the people about your religion. Tell the people about the unity of God. Tell the people that Allah exists and Allah will judge us and there is another life. I have some people around me in some places and I think, oh, how can I give them a message? Nice message. Okay, now it is the new year. Give them a ticket. Happy New Year. Haram? No, halal. Don't worry. It's halal. I guarantee this. You are doing it in front of Allah. And if someone said haram, to give us the evidence that it is haram. Because everything is halal except if there is an evidence. And I wrote to them, I hope for you not only Happy New Year, happy life, and happy next life. Okay, happy life, we know it. But what about the next life? This is will, and he will come to ask you, yes, what about the next life? How can I be happy in the next? Okay, now you open something. Allah ordered the Prophet, فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ. We have to tell the people, we have to help the people, but in a wise way. Now I didn't make tafsir, now I just going by the ayat. Yani we will go back and make tafsir for it. But now we give an example how Allah Azza wa Jal taught the Prophet, how Allah Azza wa Jal prepared the Prophet. So, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. We will ask all of them about what they did do. فاصدع بما تؤمر وأعرض عن المشركين. So announce what Allah Azza wa Jal ask you to announce and stay away and turn away from the polytheists. إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ. Indeed, we are sufficient for you against the mockers, against those who try to make something bad for the Prophet. No one can do something bad to the Prophet. If someone would like to do something bad to the sun, can he reach the sun? Can he do anything? If they can do to the sun, they can do to the Prophet. The Prophet now, he is the lover of the creator, Habibullah. He is Habibur Rahman, the lover of the mercy, all merciful. Who can do something? Who can mock to the Prophet? They are just imagination and just kidding. And we shouldn't believe this. If someone, oh, he makes something about, no, he is not the Prophet. Who make the painting, if he is liar and say, he make a painting and said, this is the Prophet. We will accept that and we will agree and we will fight him. There is a nice story about this. That two people walking in the desert. And one of them told his friend, okay, let's imagine something just to talk, not to feel our يعني, long way in the desert. And the first one said, okay, I wish if all this place full of sheep and I own all of these sheep and cows and everything. What do you want? And he said, do you see this place near to your place? Yes. I wish all of these is wolves and the other tigers. And what does that mean? These wolves and tigers will eat this sheep. This is what you mean? And they start to fighting. And the person coming and he has honey in the boxes and in the bottles and he saw those people fighting and he asked them, why you are fighting? They said, I imagine this and he imagined this and this is his wolf and that will eat my, so we are fighting. And he returned back to his honey and he started to take the jug and bottles and crush it. And the honey is going. And he said, I wish my blood to move like this honey if you are both crazy people. So they are both, and he is the wise person. So now this is the situation of the people. Someone bent something and someone said, this is for, and the third one fighting. No, it is not. It is your bad imagination. He is not. It is not him. It is not him. Don't waste the time of the people and the time. And Allah Azza wa Jal said, "Inna we kafaynaka al-mustahzi'in." We are sufficient of you against the mockers. We are sufficient. No one can do anything to the Prophet. الذين جعلوا مع الله إلها آخر فسوف يعلمون. Who make with Allah, who make with the God another God, and they will surely know. ولقد نعلم أنك يضيق صدرك بما يقولين. And we know that your heart, your chest feel constrained, feel narrow. You know, someone feel, he said, I feel my chest is heavy. I feel نعلم أنه. We know that you feel this because what they are talking about Allah, what they are talking about Islam, what they are talking about the Quran, they say it is magic, it is so and so. And Rasulullah feel bad about them, feel sorrow, and that make him وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرَكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Make tasbih and thanks your Lord. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. And make sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. So, and worship your Lord until you reach the certain, until you reach the certainty, until you reach the assured 100% of your Lord. So, if you return for all of these ayat, it is many orders to the Prophet. فَصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ. This is the first one. Forgive them, very nice forgiveness. And لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ. Don't look to the dunya of the other people. وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنْ. And be humble and treat the believer with very nice way. وقل إني أنا النذير المبين, and say I am the clear warner. And then فاصدع بما تؤمر, and then announce to the people what Allah عز وجل recommend you. أعرض عني المشركين. 7 إنا كفيناك المستهزئين ولقد نعلم أنه يضيق صدرك بما يقولون فسبح بحمد ربك وكن من الساجدين واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. 10 orders from Allah to his prophet in just half page. Do you know now how Allah عز وجل educated his prophet? Do you know now the school prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم graduated from it? Now the people want to know about the prophet, go to this book and go to this book. Okay, go wherever you want to go. It's okay. But before that, understand this book. Before that, study the prophet in this book before you are going to any book of the Sunnah or Hadith or Seerah. And then go wherever you want to go. But first of all, because this book is 99% true or 100%. It is hadith da'if or hadith mu'an'an or mu'an'an or it is hasan or it is 100%. If Allah asked the Prophet, فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ, tell the people, did the Prophet tell or not? Are you sure? Can you swear? Yes, we swear that the Prophet made this. If Allah Azza wa Jal told him, وَخْفَتْ جَنَاحَكَ, and be humble with them. And did the Prophet did this? Of course. There are hundreds of examples about every one of these 10 sentences. There are hundreds of examples about the life of the Prophet. Do you want to know the life of your Prophet? Go to this. Don't go to some stories of what we call Thousand Night and Night. Alf Leyla wa Leyla.
Arabian Nights.
Yeah, something like this. This is the story. Yani just imagination story. And some people say he do this. No. Alf Leyla wa Leyla. 1,000 night and night. This is a story. I don't know what is the translation of this Alf Leyla wa Leyla. So this is how the way Allah Azza wa Jal, and this is if we want to celebrate the Mawlid of Rasulullah, let's follow Fasda' bima tu'mar. If you would like to celebrate the event of the month of Rabi', let's be Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wakun min astajidin. If we want the Sunnah of Rasulullah, did anyone told you that Fasda' bima tu'mar is Sunnah of Rasulullah? Or it is the miswak? Miswak is easy. $1 you bought the miswak, and this is the sunnah of Rasulullah. Or the beer. The beer also will save money because there is no shaving, there is not. So, well, this is the real sunnah of Rasulullah. That's the appearance, and it's okay. It's accepted and recommended. But this 10 orders is a part of real sunnah of Rasulullah. So if you want to follow Rasulullah, this is the way to understand, and this is the way to understand and know and follow the sunnah of Rasulullah. And I didn't say don't read what else you want, it's open to you, but this is the first Allah what we will ask about. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. May Allah give you khair and afia. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على دوام ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ولا تجعلنا يا إلهنا يا مولانا من الغافلين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا رب اجعلنا هداة مهديين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. يا رب اجعل القرآن ربيع صدورنا وشفاء همنا وأحزاننا، واجعلنا من الذاكرين لك كثيرا والذاكرات، واحفظنا واحفظ إيماننا بما حفظت به الذكر الحكيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الفاتحة.